what's happening here that's not happening anyplace else?
I mean, the competitive level starts at 4 years old.
Classic rivalry.
Hall of Fame type coaches, great personalities.
All three schools, though, they changed the game of college football.
Florida State Seminole.
Miami Hurricanes.
Florida Gators.
You want to dominate your opponents and you want to get stoned? Make sure that you roll up. Roll up. Roll up.
You muted.
Roll up, it's the vibes. It's another beautiful day in the Sunshine State, and I'm kicking it with the illest. Larry Young, CJ, what it do?
First off, it's a horrible day in the Sunshine State. Well, I don't know. It's fine in Melbourne, I think. I ain't been outside today. It seemed okay. I didn't go outside today. I decided to keep it indoors and do laundry and sweep and mop and shit like that. So I can't exactly speak on the weather situation, but I don't think it's bad out there. I heard Tallahassee's got it coming down.
Yeah, big thunderstorms this way, man. Lights went out around 6 o'clock. Got back in town for a little family trip or whatever, taking the kids to a couple of parks before summer's over. Get back and the storm coming, lights are out. But yeah, it's been crazy. It's still kind of on and off a little bit, but city of Tallahassee is ridiculous when it comes to the utilities, man. The slightest damn wind blow, your damn light per hour, easy.
Sounds poor.
Yeah.
Very.
I'm on the right mic and the right vocals and everything now, man. Back off vacation, so I wasn't set up in my normal setup. I had to unpack everything that I packed for Carolina, but we didn't record. So to the audience, we coming off a week, a little hiatus there. You know, I got up into the mountains. The Wi-Fi was trash. Couldn't get it on cell phone service. We had to drive to Boone to have phone call conversations. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah, Boone, North Carolina. Yeah, you definitely was in a decent mountain area.
Yeah, that's the big city. Boone, yeah. Boone was in Miami up there, man.
I've been out that way before, yeah.
The Vegas of the mountains or what?
Vegas of the Appalachians.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
For sure. Definitely a college town, man. If you're a college kid, I can see the vibes up there if you go up there. I mean, the weather probably.
And that's App State, right? App State is in Boone,
App State,
right?
Yeah. And Fanatics up there. You see that? Once you get in Boone, you know you know they like football. App State a real thing once you pull up in Boone.
That's pretty cool,
man. Yeah. And I also can see how they can catch you slipping with the altitude out there.
Yeah.
You come out there not knowing what you're doing.
So how did y'all do driving in the mountains, man? Because when I went, that shit. It's different when you actually driving. When I went to Tennessee, that shit had me spooked a little bit, being from Florida and not being used to it. Driving up, you know, on them tight roads and shit and curves and stuff, man. The mountains
Yeah, that shit ain't vibey. I don't like it at all.
I didn't feel safe till we got back down, bro, on regular land. But the roads are windy. The locals drive them bitches.
Like,
I was
fucking
in the NASCAR. Cabins. We're in the cabins chilling. Next thing I hear,
fuck down, right from here. Yeah.
Who the fuck is racing up here? Because I haven't seen a straight road since I got up here. So who the hell is racing through these curvy ass mountains, bro?
Man. And them rock slide signs. I'm like, man, what kind of shit? Like, what you gonna do, really? A rock might slide and kill you. Thank you. Thanks for giving me something else to worry about while I'm driving on this fucking road.
I've actually never heard of somebody dying with a rock slide, so I wasn't afraid of it just for that reason. I was like, I never heard nobody die from a damn rock slide.
You might be right on that one, but I just saw a video on IG with that shit.
Perfect timing for it to catch you, though.
That shit caught the back end of a vehicle and ripped it completely off. It took the back seat and everything out. Like, if anybody was in that back seat, they was gone. God bless them, but I don't think it was. Yeah. That's the mountain stuff is very different. You got to be kind of from that element to really get comfortable there. I used to ride it. My uncle drove 18 wheelers, and he used to go get the water from up in Carolina. So I used to ride with him quite a bit and get the spring water from up there. Yeah, different deal altogether. I don't want to live there.
I wouldn't mind living there during the summer, bro. It was 75 during the day, 55 at night, bro. It felt no humidity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you got to see hummingbirds every day, robins and woodpeckers and shit that I don't normally see. So I could get, like, if I I'm balling on another level and I need a summer crib, I wouldn't mind being up in the mountains. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a breeze summer to get away from this heat.
Well, then you could take your helicopter there, so that's different. And they just drop you off. if you got a summer home in the mountains of North Carolina, you doing big things. Anybody with a summer home is doing great things, man.
Doing all right. Doing all right in life if you got a summer home. You
know, ain't that a bitch.
But now you can turn your summer home into like business, though, with Airbnb.
Yeah,
and
it's yeah.
a different era type.
That's true. That's true. So, that should be paying your mortgage.
Yeah, it's definitely. I don't want to get into to business stock shit, but yeah, Airbnb people are taking some huge hits right now.
Mm.
Yeah,
clean the feet more than the goddamn house itself.
You just gotta find the right ones, man. We actually got a great deal. Cleaning fee wasn't outrageous or anything like that. It depends on the cities as well. We're in the sticks.
They're trying to get it.
Yeah. But this seat we gotta talk. This is the last show as this been, you know, the trifecta right here. This is CJ's final show. He's moving on to some different opportunities. So we're gonna hang out one more last time. For us, they had a big week. Should be a fun show. So CJ, holler at the people. Let them know what you got going on, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You gotta tell all the details. Just, you know.
What the big word look like?
Break down the country details, bro.
To a T. But not tougher, man, because I feel like we built a real good thing with this situation right here, man. This is a real tough decision. Yeah, moving on to got approached to an individual FSU show pretty much coming soon, and something I really couldn't turn down from a family perspective. But yeah, it's gonna be real tough. It was real tough, rather just after this weighing the pros and cons and thinking about any decision and whatnot, because just love we built within this time period. I feel like the camaraderie was amazing, and just to hear, you know, the fans reach out to you and say, man, like I listen to 10, 15 different podcasts, and you know, this one is one of the best ones. You guys, like the chemistry, this, that, and other is next level. So leaving this definitely going to be tough, man. But now I want to give a shout out to you guys, man. It's been nothing but love. Feel like you guys are brothers, man. We did shit outside of them, roll up. I didn't, you know, invite you guys to, you know, intimate events or things like that. We done hung out on some stuff that ain't got nothing to do with just business at all. Man, I feel like we done built a good camaraderie and got some lifelong brothers, man. I want to give a shout out to you, Silph, even approaching me in the first place. Hell, if you would have told me this 3-4 years ago, I'd have probably looked at you crazy or whatnot.
I told you when I called you, when we first talked, I said, bro, this is an opportunity and somebody going to approach you with job opportunities and all that. You know, this is not a regular thing, bro. It's business. Wasn't unexpected. You feel me? This is a real, not just opportunity. This is a real platform. This is a real network. You know, we've had guys and still got guys from 247 and On3, former players, and it's going to be more just, you know, credentialed writers and more former players joining this network because we're a real outfit, bro. So when I called you, I told you, like, if you come here, you focus and you build your stuff. This is a resume. Build your resume. You go do something with it. You feel me? It ain't look at it more than just coming to just, you know, podcast with me and to troll. It's an opportunity.
Right, most
definitely. So kudos to you for, you know, using it for that. You know what I'm saying? For an opportunity.
Just waking up a passion too, man. Because I told you guys, I did this shit in school or whatever, and just to kind of bring it back and get activated again and to bring that drive. And this, I credit that to you guys, man, because it's been nothing but amazing. But yeah, you was 100% right. And again, though, bro, like the vision of it, because I feel like the damn karate altogether has been amazing.
Already. Larry, how you? What's up with it, man?
Oh, nah, man. It's a fucking cat. I feel you. See, good luck in your future endeavors, man. It has been great these last couple of years building this, you know. I remember the first, like, show, and I was like, oh, man, we got to get this shit going. Like, it felt a little out of whack. But then all of a sudden, it was just, all right, we got it. And we got the formula. And like you said, bond's been built. So, definitely going to miss you, man. You know, shoes going to be easy to fill. It's going to be, you know, but we'll get it done, see who's coming up next. Well, and we'll keep this thing going for y'all, man. And, you know, y'all can remember, you can support both. So you don't have to leave us.
Yeah,
you gotta leave.
What you get here, you're not gonna get anywhere else. I mean, just
quite frank.
What you get here, you're not gonna get anywhere else. This is different. It's its own tier when it comes to the content. So yeah, definitely still support this, that, and other, because what you get here, you're not gonna get this type of coverage and how we do it anywhere else. Simple as that.
Nada.
Yeah, it's just something different, man. Before we get into the show, before we start vibing out a little bit, one time for the great folks at Vacay. Be sure to visit takeavacay.com. Use coupon code ROLLUP at checkout. If you into to the Kush, man, definitely give them folks a holler. It's going to be worth the delivery. You feel me? They got the gummies and flavors of blue raspberry, kiwi, watermelon, and pomegranate. They have vapes and cherry pie, bubblegum OG, straw nana. What am I missing? Blue Dream.
That's Blue it. Dream.
And if you can't take in the THC, they have natural sleepy gummies, which is derived of ashwagandha, melatonin, and other lemon balm and natural botanicals. All healthy. Replace that glass of wine late at night, that nightcap wine, replace that with either, you know, THC gummy or the sleepy gummy. And, you know, your body gonna feel, you're going to get some restful sleep and wake up rejuvenated the next morning, not hungover. Coupon code roll up at checkout, 20% off.
20. I need to hit them up. I'm running through my own pen.
Real quick, do we talk about John Ruiz before we get into our shenanigans? Or how y'all feeling?
What I told you before the show starts, CJ?
It's
his
last show.
Please don't ask me about John. I what you want to talk about?
It's full circle, man. They gave us a hard, the streets gave us a hard time about talking about John Ruiz every week, bro. Now the feds talking about him. Now the feds at the door.
The case on him, boy. That's crazy.
You know, it's funny, like, right before the show, I had been on socials and all. So I was like, what is everybody kind of talking about? And I started catching the vibes of, you know, people saying, oh, Miami broke, and that explains the recruiting this year, yada, yada. So I said, oh, John done did something again. And I saw him on the timeline, and I was like, all right, let me go do a little research, try to find a story to give me a little more info on it.
Right.
And what I find again is these people be talking above my head, man. I don't know what they're talking about other than he's in trouble with the SEC.
And not the
Southeastern
Conference.
Not that one. Securities and Exchange. You much rather be in trouble with the Southeastern Conference than these guys.
Paul Feinbaum and them boys.
I mean, I think he's just on some Wolf of Wall Street shit, bro. And it might be catching up with him. So he been out here splurging and spending. Acting a donkey. There haven't been no new Life Wallet deals, y'all notice that.
Yeah, the three stars tell us that.
Well, they getting the Canes connections, which he is supposedly, he is involved in that one.
Don't say that. You snitching now, Gunner.
No, they know.
Don't say that.
They already know. Everybody know that. So, what we was talking about when you say Trump might be in town, I say yeah, and just like they've been trying to lock Trump ass up, they're gonna be trying to lock Ruiz up for a minute too. When you got money, bro, you be dodging jail like championship level dodgeball. So we'll see.
Let me tell you what, like how my weekend went. So I watched, I seen Zay Mincy pop up at Miami. I'm like, well, shit. And then I seen Pickett then pop up at the barbecue. He popped up at Miami. I'm like, well, damn, what the fuck going on? Miami trying to pull some shenanigans. Then I seen John Ruiz news this morning. I was like, perfect. we good. Perfect.
Oh, we straight, though. We straight. They still, the boys still getting paid. I don't know. Like I say, the deals is gone. And I think the deals is year to year. So I think he actually did right by all the players. Everybody got their bread.
How do you think that looks as an outfit, though?
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, you know, that's part of Miami culture.
Look like same old Miami, right?
Yeah, it's part of the culture. And of course, you know, people going to pray for the downfall.
Who's the next one?
I don't know, man.
Great value. We ain't even getting no hookers out of this deal with Ruiz. Shapiro had hookers, man.
It was just a shitty business. That's all it was. Like, and I remember first hearing about Life Wallet going, who needs this shit?
It's already on your iPhone, like Apple give you the app already.
It kept trying to I kept having to delete it off of my iPad. Now that you say that, and I was like, bro, I don't use this shit. Why does it keep popping up? Death wallet. I said a long time ago.
Yeah, that
Yeah, I mean, that's what he wanted. He got everything he wanted out of this. Now, did he get something he may not have wanted? That's what he had with it now. He wanted all the publicity. He wanted all of the shine. They got everything he wanted. Now, the question is, can you get loose from these people? You know, these securities and exchange people. Are you going to be able to dodge that bullet?
Is my mic on? Y'all hear my mic? Mm-hmm. Audience, do y'all hear my mic? Because somebody said my mic wasn't on. I don't know if that was a while ago or what.
Probably from the intro, yeah. Because the very intro, you was muted. But, yeah, you coming through clear. Do I think this spells trouble for Miami? No. I think it's a bad PR hit just because, you know, we roll with them with the good. So, now when things go bad, of course, they're going to automatically attach it to Miami as if something was done wrong, you know, on the school's behalf. And so far, there's been nothing to really attach it to that. It's just... He just ran like a shit business and lied about all these numbers. I said it from the get-go. He was just money laundering. He was just paying. You know, he just wanted to find a way to pay them boys, you know, legally on the table. And he did it. He had fun with it. Now, I hope his ass don't go to prison behind it. I know y'all hope you do.
I hope no man.
I was about to say don't do that. Y'all.
Like you murder somebody.
Yeah, I was about to say don't do that.
Yeah, no, I ain't hoping no man go to prison.
Nah, I don't want no prison on him, yeah.
I don't wish to tell nobody.
He, I mean, and then I was reading the article. He done come up against some issues in the past with some of that stuff. He had to sell off some things in the past. So it's old hat for him.
No, we got to read the article because he been splurged. You think the NIL, he been buying properties.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had to.
A jet, a helicopter, a plane. Like,
he's selling the jet. He trying to sell the jet. He trying to sell.
Motherfucker taking fans to the games in the jet and all.
Bro, that jet was bad, boy. It was a 767. That shit had a bedroom, showers. That shit bad. Stadium. Basketball court, bowling alley. It's bad, motherfucker.
Y'all, what happened to the stadium renderings?
They still out there. You can still see the sketches. The sketches are still out there. We knew that shit would happen. I just let the man run his mouth. That's when I really thought he was going too far, when he started talking about the stadium. I'm like, where? You're not going. Nobody's going to give up their property like that. It's not going to happen. Best chance we will ever have is to go get the old spot back. And I don't see that happening either, son.
Man, Rui's acting like somebody that just got their first tax return check, bro.
Yeah, fun.
He got that first 7K.
Like a donkey with it, man. Right. Man, acting like he run the city, got kilos, man.
Two kids on that bitch, no, boy.
And then them people came circling right back around. Excuse me, Mr. Rui. We going to need some documentation to back up all of these here. I did that shit one time, boy. Them people came and got me, boy. I did that shit one time. Put my nephew on it. Boy, them people circled the box so fast. I said, I told you I wouldn't do this shit. The money was gone by then. I had to pay them people back. They was like, Mr. Bing, we need documentation, man. You talking about this is your dependent. Can't do it. And then I came and got, you know, circled the block and got Ruiz too, man. He'd be all right, man. He'll fight it at least for some years. He a lawyer at that.
Man, nah, they moving fast these days, bro. They got Martha Stewart out there quick doing, like, SEC don't, it ain't going to be no years. Maybe with the state, you could push shit off and fly it around a little bit. But I think the feds going to move urgently. That boy ain't been saying nothing in a minute. That's why when they hit the street, wow. I was like, yeah, he knew this was coming. And any given moment, that boy said a hit piece. This ain't no hit piece. This is the feds.
Yeah, hit your ass. Yeah, oh, we knew just because the Life Wallet deals wasn't going out this time. That was the thing. Everybody was saying that, and I was like, well, we're not depending on those.
Me and CJ been saying something been weird about the recruiting this year. Something's off.
The money one does.
We ain't running into no squirrels with y'all. We have been no real tussles, you know, no last minute. Mario just tweeting the shoes, them loafers. We ain't seen none of that shit.
By all accounts, though, the case.
Tweet the Santana.
That's it. That's all he going to tweet, too. By all accounts, the you know, we still toward the top of the game as far as the NIL market goes. So, okay. You know, it's just going to be his thing. We'll see, man. And then again, you know, I think I mentioned on the show before and I started to see some of the stuff. It's really ran almost like a pro organization now. So when you're doing that, you got to just allocate the money as you see fit. And so that's why you'll see from the guys that we go on down after the stretch, at the end of the stretch, those will be the guys who will be securing the bigger deals. Versus, you know, your three-star guys that we went ahead and got in the boat. So now the focus would be, hey, let's see if we can land these big fish. And you're going to have to cut them a bigger part of the payroll. So just see how the games play out, man. We're still in a pretty decent position. Top of the state looking harder and harder, but I done said it now. I done said it now. Well, you know, we got a season to play. We're going to have some decommits.
That ain't finna help y'all.
It might help us.
Then the game's gonna help y'all. Mario not a
game. It might hurt y'all. What if y'all do bad and you lose some guys? Cause you top of the state right now.
You seen what we did with 6 wins last year? That's why. Yeah. What did the bad season do to Miami recruiting last year?
Nothing. But this is year two though. This is the second year though. No, so we can't go bad again. I know we can't go bad again. I promise you that. We got to play some pretty decent ball this year.
We about to find out, but absolutely. I think we're not selling the, like, everybody that's joining is being sold that they the fix. Like, this y'all selling like y'all about to go win some games, but these kids that are committing to this class, if you read the articles, they're selling that, you know, we're the savior. They're not expecting a lot out of this season. They're expecting the shit show. They like your boy, who is the lineman, Mugwa, who say stormed out of the stadium and shit.
My God. And then I'm hearing this shit about Maui Noah now. I'm like, oh my God, what is it now? Shit. Yeah. Maui Noah. I was like,
in there?
No. But maybe that's how you pronounce it in the their dialect or whatever. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm going to just keep going Goa until I find out definitively. But I have heard Noah lately.
Strange twist if G sounded like an N in there. I respect it.
Well, we do Nat, GN. Yeah, so who knows?
You got still got the N there.
What the fuck is the G there for, though? We still don't know what the G there for. Anyway, we'll be all day with the English language. But anyway, what you saying? Yeah, about. I mean, and that's good. That's the pitch. I don't think we could quite sell that as much this season. Because we still bring it back a nice amount of pieces, and we made vast improvements on the O line. So I don't think you would be expecting championship type season, but it's gonna have to be some wins. It's gonna have to be, I'm gonna say 8 wins to really kind of solidify everything, and I think that's very doable.
So 8 wins, you think y'all gonna flip people and shit with those?
Yeah, games? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think they'll have an opportunity to get some flips in there and can raise the Florida's class.
Y'all got a lot of flow to raise.
Got time, baby. Number time.
I'm going to let CJ get in his bag first. Y'all had the big week, man. Big July.
All right, but I can start off. I got a lot of shit to talk about because there's been a lot of stuff kind of going on just from recruiting. Not just, well, how y'all do it, fellas? Just recruiting talk first or just all together?
I'm going to do mine all together because mine light. I'll have some barbecue updates, right, some recruiting, and I'll just do some of what I'm hearing about camp being ready to start and some media day shit.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll jump into the actual commits and then the recruiting weekend and then some shit like some actual FSU football stuff and just FSU period as far as different things that's going on. It's pretty exciting. It's a pretty exciting time for FSU, to be honest with you. But we'll jump with the commits. Off rip, Charles Lester, the 5-star cornerback out of Sarasota, ending up committing to FSU. Put on a show of his recruitment ceremony, you know, build up the hype a little bit. Well, not a little bit, a lot of bit. He built up the hype.
Where you get that jersey from?
Oh, that shit was terrible. It was Walmart jersey.
Yeah. I was like, where you get that for?
And then he had the name on the back, too. But I was cool with that.
Then the comments said, Larry on these turn his mic down, son.
Okay.
Yeah, just turn it down, son. They said, with me and CJ need to turn our mic up. Yeah, just turn it down a little bit. You should be all right. All
right, I got you.
Yeah, so Lester went ahead and made it official. Being committed to FSU pretty much since his official visit, that's why I kind of never wavered in the smoke a little bit. I ain't with regards to him going to Colorado and all that type of deal. From the stuff I was hearing, also me and Benji Brown, the conversation, man, shout out to Benji, who put up on the show he had yesterday in Tampa. Really good show, man. The material is getting very well. The jokes are going to another level, man. Ben, he's definitely in his bag right now as far as the comedy, for sure. But yeah, so me and Benji was having a conversation last week, just kind of laughing at the timeline with all the fans kind of panicking and stuff when you know, once, and I get FSU fans, like, they once they lock in on a recruit, like, and it's probably every fan base, once they lock in on a recruit, they kind of go overboard and just do some extra damn shit. Because he was on Kamani McClain's Live or some shit, and he ended up saying, I'm not a Noel or something. And, you know, them fans screenshot that real quick.
put all over Twitter. They going crazy, this, that, another, man. So we was kind of just laughing, just sitting back at that, because it was pretty much in the back, like I said, since his official visit, I think on three or somebody put the video out. But it's been in the bag for a minute. And also, it was really dope. And I kind of let the cat out of the bag kind of early on the last podcast. I think I said Luke. I think I did say Luke was going to pull up to his commitment ceremony. Four-star quarterback ended up pulling up and show some love. So the signs were kind of there. And shout out to Luke, man. He's taking this QB1 shit, you know, pretty serious as far as being the bell cow, as far as, you know, being a leader, as far as recruiting and stuff like that. What you typically want to see in your quarterback from a class standpoint, he's pretty much embodying that. So shout out to Luke for going down there and supporting, you know, the commitment of Charles Lester. So got that in the bag. Big time gift for Pat Surtain. Just speaking on Lester himself as the athlete, 6'1" by 175, man. Get some weight on him. I think he could be a standout type of player, real long, great ball skills, like Lester, man. So he's also said he's been recruiting for FSU, some other guys for FSU for the past couple weeks as well. So he's been putting in work on that. And I did say from a defensive standpoint, he's probably the bell cow of the class. I say he's pretty much like the bell cow, one of the highest rated guys on the defensive board in regards to who they was going after. So to have him in the fold and recruiting right now is pretty much going to be like the Luke Crummelhawk of the defense, so to speak.
You wasn't never worried about Denver. I mean, Colorado.
Nah, not really. Nah.
Yeah. Me neither. I just thought that was like for fun. I was like, he just having fun.
Because I know with his teammates recently, sorry to cut you off, but a lot of you guys just try to get them some looks as well, from my understanding, getting them some love of Colorado and stuff. And just, I say
have a little fun. Have a little fun, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You know, these kids like to build up a little suspense as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the first commitment of the weekend. The second one was a big time flip from USC. Manasseh Etete, 6'5", 290 left tackle. So with this one, it was kind of weird because he visited during the spring game, and we had this conversation on the roll up, and I was saying, like, you know, this kid is pretty much sold to FSU, this, that, another. I think he ended up being committed at some point in time. A bunch of crystal balls start going there for FSU. Took his official visit to USC over the summer before FSU, because FSU hasn't even used his official visit yet with the kid. Took the official visit to USC, and Lincoln Riley did a great job of that official visit. So whatever, this, that, another, kid from California ended up committed to USC. It was a big surprise, a big shock around the country, so to speak, because everybody had him pegged to FSU at that point in time. But long story short, Coach Atkins and them stayed consistent with his recruitment, stayed on top of him. Once the visit high kind of wore down, you know, he started seeing what it was in regards to his recruitment, who he really liked. So shout out to Atkins for staying consistent. And I also want to give a shout out to Derek Ray, the general manager for FSU, who's our West Coast connection out in California. He got us Blake Nicholson, the four-star linebacker from California. He introduced that relationship of Blake Nicholson, the four-star linebacker out of California last year. And also Manasseh as well. Fathered that relationship to Atkins and pretty much bridged the gap. So shout out to him. He was previously at Oregon State. That Oregon State team that ran down on Billy and the boys, Ray built that team. He's a good guy, man. So shout out to Derek Ray. Wanted to give all field guys some love. That's been, you know, doing some work. And speaking about Manasseh himself, like I said, 6'5", 290 pounds. This kid is just scratching the surface because he's international kid, only played 2 years of football, right? Natural athlete. Guess what other sport he played? That's a wild guess.
Soccer.
Nope, basketball. So
The
football, you know, soccer and basketball.
Footwork, footwork.
So the football coach, man, saw this huge kid. He's probably like 265, 270 at that point in time. 6'5", just dominating the basketball court. Light feet, dunking, like, you know, looking like a small forward, so to speak. Nice little shot. He said, listen, man, you know, you're 6'5", you know, that's point guard size. You come over here and be a left tackle with that nice feet, man, it can really make you some money. So he tried out football and took a liking to it, and the rest is history. Four-star athlete who's pretty much just scratching the surface. The sky's the limit for this kid, especially I think if, you know, a guy like Coach Atkins can get him and, you know, get his hands on him and mold that clay, then this kid can be pretty good just from his athletic background and just being brand new to the game.
Y'all project him at tackle?
Yeah, he'll be a tackle. Right or left, that's going to be interesting to see. I think just looking at the film and how he moves, I think he could be a left tackle.
Good.
All right, the last commitment, it was actually today, and it was not necessarily a surprise, but it was kind of hinted on yesterday. Tamiri Hickman Collins, LaRandy Special, three-star linebacker out of South Carolina. But listen, though, man, like, you know, when it comes to Randy Specials, I'd be kind of real with it. Like, man, I don't like this, take this, that, and another.
Yeah.
But I looked at the film. Of course, I rolled my eyes when I seen it. Oh, shit, man, what the fuck going on? Another one of these, right?
Who?
Right, who?
That boy Randy was in the crates, boy. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I need one real fast. Go ahead and pop.
Old record, the remix and sample.
Nah, man, when I checked the kid's film out, it stood out, man. It was physical to the point of attack, really good athlete, a lot of knockbacks. It wasn't any, you know, forward progress whenever he was getting to the ball carrier. He was athletic in space and he could cover. He had like 4 or 5 picks on his film. So the kid looked like a playmaker. I was going to reach out to my mom from South Carolina. I know Clemson, they recruit defensively a little differently, especially at the linebacker position. But I was going to reach out to my people just to see, you know, what was their take on the kid and things like that as far as, you know, recruiting him and stuff. I know they haven't offered him, but just the thoughts in general. But from what I'm looking at, the kid isn't bad. So shout out to Randy, man. I like this Randy Special.
Is he small?
6'1", 218.
Hey, bad.
No, a nice size linebacker for a high school kid. You get about 225-ish. That'd be straight. 230. And he's also
y'all get Randy an extension. I like the way he worked.
Hey, a diamond in the rough, man.
But nah, like I keep it G, and it's been a couple that I just wasn't a fan of at all.
Right.
But nah, this one I actually like. And he's also cousins with Keith Sampson, the 4-star defensive tackle from the 2023 recruiting class.
Okay. Cuz pulled up. Give my cousin an offer. I'm transferring.
Right.
Kids got all the leverage now, boy. Transfer portal on your ass so fast. I like it. Free agency.
Then they seen who it was, man. Shit, it might have to work out, to be honest with you, man.
It might work.
Yeah, you got to threaten nothing, baby.
Yeah, we can throw one in there.
You know a guy who will love him.
Yeah, Randy.
Randy,
check the tape. Randy ain't even looking at tape no more. Ah, whatever. I'll take the hit.
All right. So it was a big week of commitments, 3 in a row. I think they're FSU. Excuse me, they soared in the recruiting rankings. They're number 5 right now, and 1-3. I think they're number 6 and 247, and of course number 1 in your hearts. Had to steal that from my boy Larry. He schooled with that one. So that's what I got for the commitments. Just to get into some general recruiting news. The fireworks it probably isn't done for FSU. KJ Bolden, 5-star athlete, commits Saturday, August the 5th. I think the rest of the country starting to catch wind just how much of a player FSU is in its recruitment. Just to hear different outlets say, like Auburn, for instance. He was over there this weekend, which I think Gus is doing an amazing job and made a really big impression on his recruitment. And just speaking about Gus in general, I think we already know how he operated at Ole Miss, man. So I think Auburn is the perfect match for Gus this game back in the SEC. I really think he could deal with something at Auburn.
That was a dangerous pairing. I knew that one was going to be kind of rough because Auburn definitely ain't scared to throw no money around.
Nah, he flipped on, came in late at the end, flipped KJ Falk from us in regards to the 2023
class. He a gangster on the trail.
Yeah, Auburn, he get busy.
Auburn with the shits. They want
and they got them right. They don't mind.
They want to play in this field. That's the thing. Like they want to play in this space. And
they got a good alumni base. They hate Bama. How much you need? All right, there it go.
They just took the 5-star receiver from Bama, who's been committed to them for like a whole year or so.
They did. Yep.
I think
they going crazy, bro.
Yeah. So just want to give Gus some flowers, but he did visit them this weekend and it caught his attention a little bit. But even like the Auburn 247 writers or whoever, 1-3, FSU was a constant there. Ohio State, FSU was a constant there. Georgia, FSU was a constant there. But I kind of been hitting at this, like FSU was a bigger player than what people are kind of perceiving. And to be honest with you, at this point in time, I think once he commit, I think the choice would be FSU. I think he ended up pulling for the nose. And speaking of
– you think KJ?
Yeah, I think he speaking of Charles Lester – when I was talking about he was, you know, recruiting some guys, I know KJ specifically is one of the guys he's recruiting. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays. I know Gus is coming in pretty hard, and he did say Gus had him think about a lot of shit this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to pop this weekend.
Yeah, he did say that. He said Auburn is within his top 2.
Man, the way they streaking right now, I'm going to go Auburn. But I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying.
Because they've been doing some shit, like, kind of out of nowhere on some kids.
Boy, on some Ruiz shit. They said they Ruiz quiet. That's all we needed was a quiet Ruiz, but that's just not Miami style, man.
Nah, you got to go Tony Montana out with a
ball. Yeah, all we got to do too much, man.
I'm doing too much. That's what I was saying a few months ago. That's what we were saying last year. Like,
yeah. I had to toe the company line, but I do agree it's just too loud. And then for him now, he's starting to look like a fucking scammer. On top of that, it's like, oh man, you mean to tell me how you on some bullshit? Very Miami, man. Very Miami. Hey, so real quick, what if Florida State finish first? Is it a wash or? Because I think we said top in the state.
Who, me and you?
Yeah. Or is it the top out of us too?
I let the losers worry about losing, Larry.
I'm just saying, they get KJ Bolden and shit could look a little weird.
KJ, we still above them.
Yeah, but recruiting season ain't done. You all right?
And we not done. We got some more fire we about to pull here.
Okay, know? Well, I'm just saying.
At this point, nobody's gonna jump Georgia, right? So everybody's fighting for 2 and 3. I like where we at. It's just a points game at this point. Yeah, I think we just gonna keep loading up some points here. And Jeremiah Smith just got on campus right now. That's gonna be another fight down to the wire. You know what I'm saying? I like where we stand, where we at, and all that. I think
everybody like where they're Jeremiah.
That's how I know he lying good.
Okay, still, what's our bet, though?
It's on Florida State message boards that had him on commit watch, and now he's just chilling the game.
Not commit watch. Nah,
that's the message board. It's a message board, definitely.
I'm about to say it's a message board. I believe.
I believe that, but nah. Jig gonna take it to the finish line.
Oh yeah, December.
I'm finishing with KJ real quick, but
We'll get back to that bet. Anyway, go ahead. I just want to clear it up.
We'll get to the fine print and the disclaimers.
Yeah, but we'll see how it goes. But as of right now, FSU is in a really good spot with KJ. Really good spot. So that'd be interesting as far as...
Hope you don't get him. Send his ass to Auburn. I don't need no problems.
That kid a dog, man.
I got to play every year. That's just how it is.
But yeah, speaking of four guys that was on campus... let's jump before the recruiting weekend. And some shit we kind of been talking about. Antavius Jones, the four-star defense tackle out of Bluntstown, was on campus. Pretty much he said it's an FSU-UM type of battle. He also had a direct quote, 50 minutes down the road. 50 minutes away, and it's a dream school. He also did say, I would love to come for an official visit, to be quite honest. Long story short, man, if we push for this kid and they do what they're supposed to do, I think we can flip him. I think we're going to flip him if they do what they're supposed to do.
Who that? Who are you talking about?
Artavius
Jones, the four-star defensive tackle that was kind of complaining about the approach in regards to the summer recruitment and they're committing to Miami. So if they wake up and actually push and do what they're supposed to do with this kid, I think it'll be a late.
That's the blunt.
Bluntstown, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there Thursday.
Yeah, he put up on Thursday. So, again, he said he want to take an official visit. But if they do what they're supposed to do, I think it's going to be a wrap for him.
To your D-line class there, Larry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's going to necessarily go that way. But everything – go ahead. Keep going, bro. I'll talk about that when I get on my side.
You can interject. It's all –
all right, well, yeah, it's blended. This one blended.
Point is, I just think – I always say this. If we push and recruit the kid, it'll be a wrap.
Yeah. But I don't understand why y'all wouldn't have – to get from the get-go. There's nothing not to like about this kid. He's super athletic, so if they just drag their feet, it may just play to our benefit.
It's just the approach they took. And I don't know, some of this shit is kind of paying off right now, so I can't really complain too much, but their approach was like, okay, we're not going to be tripping on a lot of this shit as far as pushing for summer for some of these guys. We got these these fall official visits for the games mm-hmm. line, this, that, another. So Artavius is one of the guys that they had an official visit scheduled for the fall and just, recruit him in that way. And I felt like, this kid right down the road in Bluntstown, get him on campus as much as possible, get him committed over the summer because you let the team kind of swoon in because I told you Bluntstown probably got like 2 streetlights.
Right. Yeah, you take care of that. My homeboy, Ant from Bluntstown, yeah, very small spot. I think you take care of that and you just supposed to – that kind of kid, even though he's a 4-star, he's too close to home to let it drag out. Personally, I would have just went ahead and got him in the fold ASAP. Just because it'd be easy, because like you say, he's only 50 minutes down the road. He could come through all the time. He could help me start recruiting, all that. I would have tried to push for that one a little sooner. But the vibes in Miami is they're not worried. I mean, they feel like basically he just a wow, motherfuck. Sorry, y'all. Cat, boy, I swear. Get in his chair, man. Anyways. Yeah, they just kind of the vibes with them was like, yo, he just a big teddy bear, a nice country boy, man. He just being polite, you know, like, and yeah, sure, Florida State's right down the street, and the park has got to be a dream school. But we done heard that dream school shit. That's the kiss of death. I heard that shit so many times, and then they choose otherwise. So I'm not saying Florida State won't get in the kid's head a little bit. I think they will, just because he's close. You know, so that's got to play into his recruitment, into his mind. But as of today, like I said, he showed up Thursday, but then he was down in Miami Friday. So I think it was partially courtesy, partially curiosity. But the vibes on our campus right now, things are solid. And, you know, it's a while ago. We'll see. And you're right. If that would be a huge hit to the D-line class for sure. So hopefully we can hold on to that commitment and continue to fend off the local guys. Stop, motherfucker.
Right. Got a couple more guys I want to talk about. Speaking of the showcase, I'm not against all the names, man, because it's too much to kind of speak on. I highlighted a couple of names, but there's some guys I want to talk about specifically. Jeremiah Smith, five-star number one receiver in the country. He was on the campus for 3 days. His second time within this summer, actually. Did reiterate that he's going to be taking this official visit for the Miami game. So I think FSU played their cards right in regards to not burning their official visit over the summer and just using unofficials for him and using that big Joker card for the season for the Miami game. And he did leave with this quote before he headed down to Gainesville. It was an interesting quote. I know a lot of people was talking about it, and he got waves going in regards to Norvell. So he's probably the best head coach of college football. He cares not only about his players on the field, but
hey, hush,
them off the field and what they're doing.
This kid's hilarious.
I ain't gonna lie. The first thing I did was laugh too.
You my type of guy, but I like it.
Lying like shit.
No, on the real though, I do think FSU. They're playing their cards right. It's gonna be a long drawn out process with him. To use the official visit in the summer and also try to combat some on-field product can help. But we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting. I think Jeremiah, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how locked in he is with Ohio State. So I think he's courting a lot of schools.
Let me go on record. I do think Mike is a good coach.
No, so. You know Brian Hartline is going after Chance Robinson hard right now as well. Pause.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't heard.
They turned up the heat on that boy, so I'm a little skeptical of how confident they are in Jeremiah Smith. But yeah,
read the room a little bit.
Yeah, within like the last hour, like it has went public that Hartline is out the chance.
Man, my style can evaluate him. Nothing else, shit.
Everybody evaluated Chance Robinson. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't the only one we worried about though. But go ahead. Or heard about. I mean, like you said, that just broke news. I hadn't heard about the Ohio State heat.
Yeah, I'm just on the timeline right now checking. That's it.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll see how it plays out. But hell, it could be a big three battle for Jeremiah. Well, maybe a big two battle. I don't know how Miami feel.
Big 12.
Big 12, yeah.
It's a big 12 battle. But really have a lot of hats.
No, I don't think it's like that, though. I think it's three schools, the Florida schools, Georgia, and Ohio State.
I kind of feel that way, too. But I still think he just gonna has he well because for one he been committed. He committed really early.
That's the thing.
And he's never dropped any type of top, but he's gonna drop a top before he commits. Watch. He's gonna recommit or either commit. I think
he just flips.
You think he just flips and he doesn't do anything else?
I think his next thing is gonna be to flip. I don't think he decommits. I think his relationship with Brian Hartline is tight. Like the way Brian Hartline recruits, he built real relationships. That's not like I think he just does it on signing day. He ain't got to call Hartline and have that heart to heart. None of that shit. Cause then if he makes another tie, he decommits. Brian Hartline gonna keep recruiting him, and he's got to have that conversation. In my opinion, I think if it goes down, he Dante Fowler that shit. You know, he dab and cook it
on day of.
Yeah,
and just does it. I can see that.
That'll be interesting. But I think FSU's in a good spot when just keep recruiting him. Like I said, the summer's going to be another 5 months of this, so stay consistent with him. We'll reevaluate, you know, during the season and stuff like that. Jamari Howard, 4-star cornerback out of Miami. He was on campus again also for the weekend. He was pretty much tied to the hip with Ricky Knight, the 4-star cornerback commit from Palm Beach. Feel great still about Jamari, where we stand with Jamari. I think FSU is in a really good spot. His recruitment, I've been feeling great about Jamari throughout this whole process with how they've been recruiting him. FSU has always been a team he spoke of. But yeah, it'll be another fall decision, drawing our process. Another kid that's not going to rush his decision. Want to take his official visits late in the process. But as of right now, I like where FSU stands with Jamari. So if they can pull off this DB class, if Surtain can pull off this DB class, that could be possible. It could be a pretty good – that's on the table, rather. It could be a pretty good DB class.
Y'all still in it with Howard Shook?
I don't know, man. He didn't show up to the barbecue. In my opinion, I feel good where we at with Zay Mincy. I think you take Wardell Mack. I'll talk a little bit more about it during my segment. But Jamari Howard hasn't really been active as far as visits. I think it's going to come down to some South Florida bag stuff. I don't know where we at salary cap-wise at that point. I just think we could Jameer Grimsley is a guy that we're going to recruit to the very end. We think we can flip him. That's just what I'm hearing the vibes of. So I think you get Wardell Mack in the fold, and then Zay Mincy and Jameer Grimsley is who you try to close this class out with.
Gotcha. Yeah, I ain't heard too much heat with us.
I don't know what the staff is gonna do.
Yeah, yeah.
This me if I'm Corey Raymond and not Corey Knowles. You feel me?
I asked because I remember when he first kind of popped on the scene. A lot of us felt like he would decommit from Michigan State, become a Big Three battle.
Michigan State's still in it.
Yeah, yeah. But haven't heard like much smoke our way in quite some time. And I was wondering how when I asked, I really was wondering how much y'all recruiting him as well. That was kind of my thought process because I don't think we're heavily recruiting him either. So I don't know if something went sour with that relationship a little bit or whatnot, but. Anyway, go ahead, AC.
You got to die, man. You know what it is.
You know. Van Dyke just waiting, bro. Just keep
right. Waiting for man. Y'all know that little meme on Twitter of a cousin in the garage in the dark shadows with a cigarette lit, mm-hmm. Hands in his pocket. That's DVD right now.
Okay.
I know what I thought about KJ. Yeah, we're speaking about Auburn and. Hugh having the bags. I will say that FSU is real competitive in what they're as far as the NIL package. They're really competitive with the NIL package with KJ.
Gotta be.
Last little individual kid I want to talk about. I'm going to speak on a couple of names. Armando Blunt, the 5-star 2025 kid transferred to Central from Dillard in Fort Lauderdale. Say he felt like home. His mom was all on Twitter and social media having a good time hanging out. With Ryan Bartow and stuff. So I think they're doing a good job recruiting him. Of course, it's a long process, but he's another guy that'll be on campus. And Randy's doing a good job as well. They spoke highly of Randy Shanny in the interview. So Randy definitely still got some plugs down in Miami.
What did Mama look like?
Randy will handle business.
Your
part.
I'm about to get married. I'm just asking.
she was a nice looking young lady.
All right.
Yeah, she has a good relationship with Randy Shannon, being from Miami. And that's all I got from there. There's a couple names. And speaking of Luke, big dog Luke, man, he came from Sarasota area, and came up for the event as well. Charles Lester, right, fresh off his commitment. He was in town. Cam Davis, the 4-star running back. I thought it was pretty cool, too. Link Jarrett, the baseball coach, he was talking to Cam. Cam plays two sports. So he's going to do that as well at FSU. 5-star Landon Thomas, commit. A lot of guys put them. I ain't gonna get into all the names, man.
God damn, I grew up broke, boy. We couldn't do shit like this. These little motherfuckers be everywhere. You think somebody paying for that, CJ?
Yeah, every visit is official. you heard it from Unc, man. Like, they be trying to lie to y'all. Talking about these kids can't afford
on their own dime.
Yeah, on their own. They showed up on his own dime 10 times. Yeah,
he ain't got no dimes. All he do is play football. He ain't got no job.
I'm telling you right now, every visit is a visit.
Every
visit is official.
Some funny shit. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I ain't going to get into too much. Last thing, ACC Media Day was over the week as well in Charlotte. Who did he pull up? Jared Verse pulled up Kalen DeLoach and Jordan Travis for offense. So I like the blend of those two, especially Kalen DeLoach, who pretty much he's like one of the few guys who've been through this whole damn process, right? Recruited by Willie, first year with Willie, yeah. Then
he's been through a lot.
It's crazy because he was Auburn and Michigan, and Harbaugh was looking at him pretty hard as well. But I love the growth of just him going from the growing pains of that and then the culture turnover 2020, all that shit, the first couple of years with Mike, and then to last year and being a leader, one of the leaders on defense and one of our better players at the linebacker position, and Kalen DeLoach. So I just love the growth and understanding the situation. So I really appreciate, not necessarily appreciate, but just him going to the ACC Media Day, man, is, you know, full circus. It means a lot to me personally, just seeing that kid go through what he went through and just being down from the get-go.
You got to come from a solid pops, man. That's a real dude.
Rip facts.
For sure.
100%, man.
From twerking to working, man. I like to see it.
Shout out to Rob DeLoach.
Trust the climb.
What a transition.
Yeah.
from twerking to climbing. Right.
But nah, man, Rob, man, and just to give him a little bit of flowers, man, like he produced some fucking athletes, man. Daughter ran Iowa State. Son played linebacker at FSU. Son went to VCU on the hoops and then transferred to Georgia in the portal. So,
yeah,
man, Pop's the one.
Rob got me
want
to have a few more, bro. You know, right. I'm a fan of dads that, you know what I'm saying, like, take their kids through the process and just, you know, Chad Wilson, me and him talked when he was going through the process. I'd be around Abe and had several kids. Like, so, you run them dudes and Rob, shout out to him, bro. He'll hit me up with just the random training advice, whatever, bro. It's just out the blue, man. So, a real solid brother. I met him at the tailgate last year, and ever since then, you know what I'm saying, just been a solid dude.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. He'll hit me up offline all the time, just on some motivational stuff, just anything in general. Man. Just a solid dude all together. Sure. But, yeah, it was one quote that, well, question Mike had, and his quote just kind of resonated a little bit. Talk about the expectations for FSU this year with all the hype and all that type of deal. So Mike was just pretty much talking about, you know, expectations and monitoring that shit and just the standard. Like, this FSU, like, this is FSU. Like, this fucking, this is what you come to FSU for. I mean, when FSU is, and it made sense because, like, the 14 straight top four finishes every fucking year is the same damn thing. Can you win the damn national championship? Can you win the ACC? Whatever it may be. And I felt like Bobby built that fucking standard these last five, well, not the last 5 years, those five, that little 5 year stretch kind of detour towards that. But at the end of the day, bro, like, what do you come here for? Like, this, what do you take this fucking job for? Like, you expect to be in this damn situation, right? Year in and year out. And that's for all three of our damn schools. I feel like we expect our damn teams to be in, you know, rough situation, but we expect our fucking teams to be in these damn conversations. So when they are in these conversations, it's no shock. It's just the expectation. It's the standard of the program. So that made a lot of sense.
It's going to shock me. I ain't going to lie to you. I've been down for a while.
I get that.
I've been down, trying, and beaten down for a while. I'm ready to be shocked.
Once you get to that point, then
people. Yeah, once you get back, right, you're right. That is the idea. The standard is.
Right, exactly. Like my,
the standard is the standard. That's why you talk about it. That's why you laugh at it, because it's so far from the standard. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to get it back to where it's supposed to be. So, correct. I feel you.
So, for him to say that, he's been saying this shit since day one, since 2020. The standard is the fucking standard. Like, he understood that losing shit wasn't what it is. He wasn't a guy that never made excuses. He just know what the expectation is when you come to school like Florida State, and so have this type of hype or whatever. That's pretty much the norm he's saying. And the last thing I got, man, I said that to say this in regards to ACC Media Day. FSU is about to be out this bitch.
Somebody's asking about realignment in the comments. What y'all think about realignment?
That shit's happening. FSU is about to be out. It's looking like Big Ten. Yeah, I think that'll be announced really soon.
Y'all better not take them Randy Shannon weak ass linebackers out there.
No, we some good. Big boy out there.
See that shit in Tallahassee, boy. Y'all can't take that shit on the road, man.
And somebody had a crazy ass stat too, man. FSU was like, I forgot the damn stat, but the record against the Big Ten is like 30 wins or something to like single digit losses.
So, I can't say that. I know Wisconsin. That's big bro.
This ain't them Seminoles, bro. This is different Seminoles than Bobby had, bro.
Once we get to that point, I think it'll be different. Of course, you're going to have Ohio State and Michigan. Those teams going to be in Penn State, of course. But overall, though, we play a team like fucking Minnesota.
Wisconsin gonna lay on shit too, bro. Like they got like some teams, man. You know that shit tough.
I think once
that shit way it's schedule.
No. The Big Ten is tough. It's tough, but I just think from a speed standpoint, is what we're gonna have the advantage. They're not gonna be able to have those type of athletes that we have. So it's gonna be adjustment for both sides. I say that, but I do think effort. Shit, I don't know, man. Because then you got to realize
Miami was fast too. They got that shit laid on.
But then you got to realize too, though, it's just not about FSU.
Big Broski
going to the big team like USC.
What keep it being? What called the Badgers? Big Broski.
Big Broski. Hey, you got to beat them. You got to beat them.
But yeah, USC and UCLA are coming over as well. So I think it's going to be the big two conferences and SEC.
Y'all ain't never winning that shit, man.
It's gonna be like 20 teams.
One thing about it, two things for sure. But that money gonna be a lot different. You're going to be getting a lot more money to fund shit, so.
The same shit in the SEC, though. Fucking 20 teams.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, but it's, the money going to be them. So that's why I think the difference here is, like, as far as competing, the money's going
to
be.
What the hell Clemson about to do?
I think they're going to leave as well. They're
going to
be.
I
don't know where, though, but I think.
The rumor is, I mean, I don't know, again, because you never know at Miami because we're private. So we don't have to divulge all the details and shit. But, I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to imagine Florida State without Miami. And then.
I don't know about the same conference, but I do know. Big Ten
is the one that I've been hearing the most.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense.
You can speak Miami more on Miami side, but I know our games, regardless of what conference in, them shits going to probably be locked in. All
nasty. Together. Big Ten schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
Who y'all new rivalry going to be over there?
We'll go against Ohio State to be fun. We still hate them. Yeah, Ohio State.
Purdue probably y'all robbery type shit.
Get out of here with that bullshit.
Good little back and forth, bro.
Oh, you like y'all in Vanderbilt. I feel you. I see what you're saying.
Vanderbilt don't go back and forth. Hey, Vanderbilt, here's a fun fact. Vanderbilt beat Georgia their first year.
Did he?
First year. Kirby lost to every rivalry his first year.
He lost Vandy? Holy shit.
Factoroni Tony.
I don't remember that, but that's hilarious.
Nah, it's a Google away.
I believe you. Oh, I absolutely believe. Oh, you know, everybody got to build something. So Vanderbilt here just to fuck shit up. But nah.
Vanderbilt ain't no easy way. You come around, that motherfucker slipping you on to thinking Vanderbilt soft or some shit. Vanderbilt run through y'all shit, bro, on the regular.
No. No, man. I can't give you that. I have to see it. All right. Anyways.
Big Ten for the Miami is what you were saying.
That's been the one that I've been hearing connected the most. That would say make the most sense. The SEC don't really want.
What's y'all time frame? Do you know? I know like FSU's about for just for.
Dude. We going with y'all. Wherever you lead, they ain't leaving me. Like what's your time frame? Man? Put mine next to yours. That's all.
Right, but not
package deal.
Look, August the 15th is the date you want to look for. Reason being because if you do anything after August the 15th. You will have to you'll be able to join a conference in 2025. We do it before August the 15th. It'll be for the 2024 year. So this
I think y'all leave us and shit. Where we going? Where is we going? What you talking about?
So we go get the fucking ACC one last party gift this year. We go run through all that shit. Get that fucking championship where it belongs. Get up out this bitch.
And up out of here, huh? That's the craziest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. All this conference real. How are you in the Big Ten?
They gonna tell Miami y'all can't leave till y'all
crazy because of money though, baby. Money.
yeah. They gonna tell us we can't leave till we win.
Till y'all win it, y'all can't leave, bro.
Shit, that's fucked up. Well, hell, everybody keep leaving, we might win.
yeah.
Get all the competition out the way. I heard you.
Man, that conference realignment shit is crazy. Like I said, you talking about USC playing the Big Ten schedule, but at the same time, man, that damn. The shit's changed now because it's all about the TV dollar now, bro. It's all about the TV dollar.
It's going to be a lot of – I like it. I like the mergers because there's a lot of different blending styles of football. You know, like usually each conference has its own flavor, like Big 12 football, Big 10. You start blending these conferences.
Yeah,
even when like so when we start getting Texas A&M and Missouri into the SEC, they started bringing some different flavor in football, bro. So –
Yeah, and then you bring Texas, Oklahoma, and then that with them doing like these big super conferences, then I'm more in favor of the 12 team playoffs in because then it makes more sense because you really will have several teams in these big conferences that really could possibly win this whole thing. I wasn't really in favor of it if we just gonna be throwing in. You know, Coastal Carolina for fun, and I'm like, listen, not to take nothing from them. If they really have a great year and they get an opportunity to get a seed, that's fine. But it's going to be way more often that you could have a year where you got Bama, Georgia, and, you know, hell, for argument's sake, Florida in that opportunity to win it all type situation. That'll happen more often, especially with the bigger conferences. So, yeah, I'm more in favor of the expanded playoff system with the super conferences.
No doubt.
That's all I got, fellas.
Cool.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. We just going, you know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all in the conference.
Yeah, we in the shit. We just
you in the money maker conference. We got to go.
Yeah, we start.
See, they tell where we going. We'll be right there.
I'm not saying win, because I know us. Like,
wherever you going, we going. You ain't like our little brother, and you think you finna go to the mall without him? Yeah, that's what it is. We already sitting in the car. You think you finna go?
All right, we got the border pass ready.
I'm out. Right. You ain't going nowhere without us. Right. We'll see. Like I said, it's different with Miami because they don't have to divulge a lot because of private school stuff. So, but that has been that information been pushed to me for at least the last year, and why it would make sense and for both sides and yada yada. So, you want to take over, Silk?
I could go. Like, why not, bro? Not a whole lot going on in Gainesville. We did miss last week. So it's SEC media, they did go down. But I'm pretty sure Gator fans don't went through it. I could go through like my overall take on media day in a little bit. But on the recruiting front, the barbecue is this weekend. I spoke about the Jamari Howard cancellation and also the Pickett 2025 athlete ended up going to Miami. So we did have some guys that canceled on us. Zay Mincy ended up at Miami as well. LJ McCray ended up at Georgia this past weekend. I'm gonna say it like I think LJ McCray is on commit watch. I think between us and Georgia, I think he could pop. He hasn't said anything like that. It's just feeling the vibes. Me, I think LJ McCray could go soon. I see both recruiting classes of Florida and Georgia back and forth. He went to Georgia this for the barbecue, but he did pop up beforehand at Florida for unannounced visits. You know, didn't tell any of the writers. He just pulled up on campus. So we both are recruiting him at a top level. There's some fans out there like, well, why don't they just keep that shit on the low for what? Like, Georgia ain't hiring no business. We don't need to hire no business either, man. This ain't Dan Mullen. We got a gangster on the trail right now. So I like where we at with it. I feel good on LJ McCray and Zay Mincy. From what I'm hearing behind the scenes, I think we're still in a great spot for both. I don't know if Zay Mincy popped before the season, but I'm just getting that feel. I could be wrong with LJ McCray. We'll see. What else I have recruiting wise? Wardell Mack. Originally, he was going to go to the LSU barbecue. We was able to flip him as far as the barbecue visit. We got him on campus this weekend. He just left today. Some people have him on commit watch as well. I spoke about him earlier into the regards of Jamari Howard and the DB board. I personally think if I was Corey Raymond, I would take Wardell Mack right now. He's measuring right at 6 foot. I know they like him long and rangy, but bro, our best corners, some of the best corners at UF wasn't no long rangy guy, man. You look at Lito Shepherd, you know, Janoris Jenkins, Joe Hayden, you know, the dogs that we've had, even, you know, Vernon Hargraves, like the dudes that got bricks outside wasn't, you know, 6'3" shooting guards. So I'm fine with, I like Wardell Mack, you know, I like his offer list. I like his tape. Don't know why we won't. I don't know why it was a hesitation in the past, but at this point where we at with DB recruiting, I think it would be smart to grab him. And then you have, like I said earlier, you wait for Zay Mincy. I think we lead there. I think it's us and Bama. Miami did make up some ground this weekend. I will say that. They made up some ground, and then Ruiz had the feds pull up. So I don't know if they really made up no ground, but I'll give them some points for getting them down there. You feel me? But I like where we at with Zay Mincy. You keep recruiting Jameer Grimsley until the end. And that's a guy I think we can flip. He grew up a Gator. It's just business. I understand why he picked Bama right now. He told writers before he committed that he did want to, after he committed that he would like to see some improvement from Florida. So even though we jumped in the mix late and was able to make his top two, he wanted to see what the season looked like before if he was to commit to Florida. So we'll see what it looked like. I think we're going to have a better season than most people think. I'll talk about that a little later. That's all I have recruiting wise. I don't have a whole lot going on. It's camp time, pretty much. Some camp talk, media day, before we get to camp talk. Media day last week, I liked everything I heard from Billy Napier. He was confident, spoke about a few of the writers asked them, or the hosts of these podcasts and radio shows asked them about the over-under, people having us at 5 wins, just like everything he spoke about, saying that a lot of the country don't know what we got. He know what we got. He spoke about our front seven on the defensive side of the ball. Me personally, I think we had one of the best D-tackle rooms in the entire country. I think people are going to find that out. First week, game one in Utah when we wrecked that shit. But I think my defense is going to lead the way this season. The run game is sounding official. We sent out Jason Marshall. I think I spoke about this last show time we recorded. But we sent out Jason Marshall, Igukin, our offensive line, our center.
Ayukin.
I like that.
Well,
we sent out him. He actually had a quote that he put out there, got Twitter going crazy a little bit, saying he can't wait to play Florida State. Yeah, these guys, bro. I mean,
oh no, shit.
And then some people, like, seeing I put a picture. I ain't even see this. I didn't realize I put that in the picture. You know what I'm saying? I took a picture of my son.
Oh, we have my boy Verse back there, bitch, chilling.
Yeah, Prince.
But no, I get the vibes though. He was my motivation. Yeah, he was
motivation.
Yeah,
like.
But talk about Verse though, baby.
Shout out to Princely. Yeah, that article is good motivation because you still got to put them snaps on the field, and yeah, they gave Uman Nealon number one.
That was good for trolling purposes, though. My bad for the rip. I think it was good for trolling purposes for the timeline, but from his perspective, I mean, I definitely understand. You put that shit up there for motivation.
Yeah, I didn't know. He don't even know. He didn't know I was gonna post a picture. None of that. That just went in his locker. Yeah. I didn't even see it after the Bree said something, and that's when I saw it. I was like, oh, shit.
What was it? Like a score from last year?
It was a picture of a PDF tweet of the top 10 edge rushers in the country per their little PFF standard.
Oh, okay.
It was like an offseason ranking.
Yeah. He wasn't on the list.
I have that. No, he was on the list. Like, was he 10 or something?
No, he was low on the list, but he had guys above him.
You know, they had typically had like.
Yeah, I like that.
But this is motivation to be number one.
Yeah. Y'all ain't never had to be motivated like that. Shut up. People are putting themselves in weird positions. There ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. I think that's dope.
Nah, that's cool. It's
you know, I think the one is deserving for what I've been saying. I think he's gonna have a crazy season this year and make himself a lot of money. So when they gave out the one, I thought it was appropriate. You know, people saying, oh, they just gave out the one. But none of these guys really had proven themselves before they got one. It was just like the momentum up to getting it. You feel me? But there was no preseason All-American that got it later that next year or nothing like that. Most of these got it. These guys got it and still had something to prove. Whether it was Percy Harvin, Vernon Hargraves, when they put the number on their back, it just showed potential.
Right.
I think he has potential to live up to that number one. Cox, the last class, didn't. I do think Uman Nealon needs to play every play. Last year he took plays off. You know, even if we're down, if you're trying to get into that first round money, and I was around him this offseason, a couple weeks ago I was around him. And you know, I keep it a beam with these guys. So I just think, you know, that's the difference he gotta show this year. As far as size, strength, skill set, hands, you know, moves. The young African boy finna put on the show this year, bro. He dead ass serious. I like his mindset. Be focused. I think I think college football gonna know what's up with our defensive line week one. I think Utah's undersized. I think we're gonna wreck that shit out there in the mountains. We'll see. We'll get into that a little later, but
y'all going out there like early, get used to the air.
We ain't worried about no air.
Okay.
We ain't worried about none of that.
You was in that air. You know how that air is.
I don't play football.
Exactly. You had to run back and forth. Go ahead though.
I know. I think they're gonna be in good shape. It's an adjustment, but that's an advantage. They had to come into our humidity last year, and I'm pretty sure they felt that pain coming to play in the South in a bigger stadium. But crowd wise, I'm not worrying about it. It's a small stadium, like 50,000. You know, we used to SEC crowds. I feel very comfortable going out there week one. All the pressure's on them. Everybody expecting us to lose. You know, that's the vibe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what Cam Rising is gonna do. I think the line might change depending on, right now they're saying he's a game time decision and you're a month away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he plays. Don't care if he plays. If he plays, he's a sitting duck that Armstrong gonna send a lot of weapons at. You feel me? So if he play, he better be able to move. You know what I'm saying?
But Chisel.
Other camp stuff that I just like what I heard. You know, Jason Marshall sounds like a leader. You know, he's speaking the right tone. What I'm hearing about Graham Mertz, his leadership abilities and his focus this offseason, You know, also Billy Napier saying that some of the intermediate throws and the offense involving more running back throws, he didn't come out and say it, but a lot of the stuff that we're going to see this year is going to be a lot of the throws that AR struggled with, a lot of the touch throws, a lot of the swing passes, you know, like running backs coming out of the backfield, pop passes, stuff like that, where AR struggled with slants even. They used to be too hot, a lot of deflections that are turning into interceptions. So a lot of those intermediate throws we're going to see this year, and that's going to be a big change in the offense to help us out. So we don't, like, short games. All the short games don't have to be running plays. It was either explosive or you got to hand the ball off last year. I think we're going to be able to get some of the in-between yards to keep the chains moving this year and not have to be so explosive to score points. We'll be able to put drives together. That's my overall take for Media Day. Just like the guys that they sent out there, I like the energy from my head coach, super confident. And that confidence rubbing off in the building just from being around it. That building is confident. That is not no building like we figuring it out in year two. That's a building of like, nah, we here, and every team that show up gonna have to come play some football. You feel me? And I look at the trenches on the offensive side of the ball. We thin. I like that we got Cam Waits back off of injury. Two guys came back off of injury. The coach is beating my ass right now a little bit from earlier. Happy birthday, my man Alex. I've been out celebrating the birthday. That's why we started a little bit late. But I do like the offensive line. We got to stay healthy on the offensive side of the ball in the trenches. Outside of that, bro, I'm hearing great things from the safety room. RJ Moten is going to come in and bring a lot of experience. I don't expect him to be Reggie Nelson, but he's going to be solid back there. And then Miguel Mitchell, those two guys I got as a starter. I'll see if I'm wrong. We'll see if Kamari Wilson, the former five-star, who a lot of people want to see penciled in just because of recruiting rankings and whatnot, but just not what I'm hearing right now. But I'm hearing the safety room is going to be solid. That was my biggest question mark going into this offseason. I think we made the right acquisition with Taraji Mitchell, bringing him in at linebacker, and Shamar James is going to be another guy. You know, I think both of those guys could be first-round defensive draft picks, Shamar James and Princeton Umanili. Shamar still got another year to play, but people gonna know who the hell he is after week one. Cam Rising does want to run around. I know we got a guy that can get sideline to sideline down there like a state.
He's gonna be good.
Yeah, he's gonna be a beast. He's gonna be a problem. The defense is gonna be, I think the defense is gonna be stout. Like what I heard from Austin Armstrong, the defensive coordinator at the media day that they had today, a lot of energy. The last defensive coordinator that we had was just, you know, a flat guy. It wasn't a big energy guy, so we're going to see where we at with it, man. But overall, I do like what I heard from Media Day. What else do I have on here? Hold on. Make sure I got everything. That's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much it, dog.
That's it.
Over on the detail room, Graham Mertz, feel good about him. Yep, Montrell. Yeah. Montrell's going to have a big year. That's one thing I did hear from him and ETN, them saying how good Cam Carroll was, and they look up to him. That's the transfer we had come in from Tulane. Physically, he looks bigger than both of those guys. He like a SEC NFL running back. Has some good size, top end speed. And then hearing both of these guys saying they expect to lose carries from him, and they look up to him as an older guy, and he's the most experienced guy, and he's handling his own. We're gonna have a nice trifecta back there in that running back room. That's one of the takes that I got. He ain't come here to just get 1 year and then go off with a Florida degree. He's going to get some snaps here this fall, a lot of them.
All right. Let's take it on down to Coral Gables.
Oh, yeah, and Jeremiah Smith is on campus. I said that earlier. Big visit right there, man. He just tweeted the little emoji where they're looking up in the sky. I don't think that's about him being on Florida campus. I think that's about Chance Robinson.
I think so too.
I think that's the vibes. I love Chance Robinson making that all that.
Go ahead and flip, baby. Make it flip.
Yeah, flip today. Yeah. Like that shit going down while you on campus. I hope we just pull the duffels out.
Nah, don't flip today. Flip on once he leave a little bit, and then go from there. That shit get a little weird.
Billy, I need you to pull up and make somebody feel like Jeremiah Smith feeling right now, Billy.
Yeah, Chance about to do a double solid, man.
Nah, Chance.
Triple arrival a little bit in
Help me out, Billy. I want a Chance. You know what I'm saying? I want a Chance Robinson. But if Chance Robinson could help me out by going to Ohio State, like, God got a good blessing for that brother, man. You froze, Larry, huh? Go whenever you unfreeze.
Y'all got me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think Chance going nowhere, man. Good offer, though. You know, feels good. Feels good.
Mark me down for Chance, though, Ohio State.
Put him on out of there. Yeah, Chance in Florida one time.
Yeah.
I think he's just highly sought after.
He's going somewhere.
Yeah, Miami. He's going to Miami. Okay. You know, we knew the Ohio State offer was coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was already, the buzz was already around on that. Yeah. I knew. But I don't say everything I know, but now it's out there, so.
You gotta get people to heat for a hit streets.
Man. Sometimes, it depends. Sometimes you know how it is. Sometimes I got to, you know, butt my lip because we don't want to ruin situations.
Y'all can't start Hotline for offering, bro. If you're going to offer, you're going to offer. What you going to say?
I didn't know it was happening. I'm surprised just like the rest of y'all. Oh, no. Wow. Brian Hartline offered Chance J. Robinson, man. Well, good for him, man. Oh, shit. Chris Graves is now with the Ole Miss. Good luck with that young man. A lot of potential. Never quite showed up. What are you looking like that, CJ?
Nah, because Lane just, I ain't saying he a bad. Lane is taking, dog, he taking some crazy shit. Not saying he's that, but the kid that decommitted, the kid that hit the portal from Clemson, because this motherfucker here was recording, you know, teammates in the locker room naked.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Selling that shit on OnlyFans. That's nuts, bro. How can you bring that shit to your fucking locker room, dog? Like,
Lane how can you bring it?
Yeah, you can't be in my locker room, period, if you violate like that. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, you out the game. Like, that's beyond.
That's some sacred shit.
Yeah. Man, you putting people nude? Like, what are you doing?
See, like, how your fucking team reacted to that shit? Like,
you can't even come in my locker room, bro. Like,
that shit, it's just weird.
Can you imagine how you would welcome that guy into your locker room?
Yeah.
Like, as player?
Lane don't care about no culture, bro. Any opportunity to bring some talent in, he's gonna take it. He's not considering football culture.
Man, we're gonna room coaching. Me and my team gonna beat your ass. You're not coming here. He ain't gonna want to stay here. You can't do no shit like that. I said we. He can't beat we. We all athletes. So if I put five we on him, he ain't gonna beat we. I'm always down for a good jumping. In case anybody ever looking to jump somebody, let me know. I like our chances. It's a numbers game.
that's the reason I was looking like that.
You ever been jumped before, though?
Nah, ain't nobody ever jumped me.
No attempt, none of that?
Kind of, sort of. But by the time I took the first dude out, the other two ain't want to fight. So, not really, nah. I never got jumped.
Yeah, they inexperienced that
job. Yeah, well, they could have came and got some, too. I took the big man out first, and it was an order of operations. You know how they give you that shit?
Example, huh?
Yeah, I set the standard. I knocked this big ass down. Now, if you want to come in medium and small, y'all come on. But y'all better come at the same time.
Yeah.
But now, I done lost a fight. Don't get me wrong. I have lost a fight. I have lost a fight, square up, straight up, square up. I have lost. But I've never, nobody ever jumped me, though. Nah. Anyways, on to the mighty Miami Hurricanes. A couple of notes, I guess, from ACC Media Day. You know how I go.
Y'all was there?
Yeah, man. Represented, man. Had Andy Lee.
Why y'all was there?
Yeah, what you thought? Why wouldn't we be there?
Fans was there.
The fans.
I ain't hit too much. That's
why he knocking on other people. They not on our door. Andy Lee went transferred from UCF. We sent Cam Kitchens was our other representative and Van Dyke. So Van Dyke was out there.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, the roll up, what you would expect it kind of. Andy Lee, you know, the key said, I think everybody almost, well, I think we've done that at least. Every year seems like a transfer goes on and speaks to the program. Because, you know, oftentimes they're like, well, why would you want to come here? And why'd you make the decision to leave? Because they asked Cohen that. And he ain't to tell the truth. You know, they had a lot of money for me and I needed it. So I took it. But Andy Lee said he grew up, you know, he's been a Canes fan. So when the opportunity came about, he had opportunity to kick it with him and Mirabal was breaking down film, and Mario just kind of approached him personally and was like, you our guy, we got to have you. And so far early on, the dividends are paying off. They're really high on Lee. Great leader, sets the example on and off the field. Got it. They're really excited about to take over that center position. And this position has been pretty weak for us over the, you know, it's been makeshift at the very best. Hasn't really been a good guy up there with a lot of command of the offense. And there's a lot of talk of him and Tyler Van Dyke working hand-in-hand. You know, like I said, Van Dyke was able to speak as well. One thing I like about this year coming up as well is Van Dyke is going to be able to he's going to be able to audible. I know a lot of times, you know, coaches, especially at the college level, don't like to allow that. But I've always had a little bit of issue with that. I mean, you're going to trust a guy, not trust a guy, especially an upperclassman like him. If we're going to get in there, give him an opportunity to see what he sees, you know, communicate with his O-line. And you know, hey, I don't like this look. Looks like they're going to do this to us. And so that bodes well for him and his relationship with Dawson and how this offense can have an opportunity to take off. Van Dyke just spoke to, you know, get kind of basically getting back healthy and getting his name back in the conversation. He understood, you know, he finished up pretty well the year before. Hence, his name was out there and the buzz was there. Came out, got a little banged up, and, you know, name dies down. So he's looking forward to taking advantage of this opportunity with this new offense to reassert his name in the, you know, those top quarterback conversations. And, you know, he feels very confident about the offense and its ability to do that, especially with the, you know, the improvements upon the O-line. Some other quotes or just notes, I guess. Mario spoke to feeling a lot better about the wide receiver room coming into this season. Kobe Young is a guy that flashed for sure last year. They're speaking well about his reshaping his body, you know, dropping a few extra pounds, and, you know, getting that season under him and playing, you know, Division I football. Jacoby George is a guy that I've been a fan of and flashes. He's been a name that's been coming up quite a bit, too. There's a lot of back and forth about, Kevin Beer really pushing him to be the wide receiver that we recruited and we thought could turn out to be. I mean, you know, when he came in with that trio, some people thought he could be the best of the bunch. Not necessarily incredible at one thing, but pretty good at a lot of things. You know, he took over punt returns for us at a time. We're having a lot of trouble there, and I thought he did a good job there. He had some behavioral things and, you know, got a little nicked up. I mentioned previously, though, he's got a little one now, and he's got a little more focus and a coach that's really, they're speaking highly of him now, and they're just saying Kev's not going to lay up on him because they really think he's a good talent there. So just top to bottom, they just feel better about the room in general. I mean, some guys you may see, like a Lassen may fall further to the back. You know, maybe a Horton will step up, Isaiah Horton. He was originally a 4-star wide receiver kid out of Tennessee. It's a guy that you might see step up a little bit more. And then, you know, you got young guys, Ray Joseph. You know, they saying he's out there. They got like a little competition. He's leading the competition with Jugs catches. So he's out there, you know, setting the tone and putting the pressure on some of these upperclassmen guys like your Bashard Smiths and your Xavier Restrepos to you know, say he came to put in work and came to play. So. Good news out of that front. I just want to get into it. I don't want to bog you down too much with the media day stuff. Just a little bit from Guidry. Just on, you know, how he wants to have multiple fronts. You'll have your guys, obviously I spoke before, you'll have your guys standing up. And, you know, he said the most important position in his defense is going to be cornerback. So those guys are going to have to step up. And take that game up to the next level.
I know a guy.
you know, we brought a lot of bodies in there. We brought a lot of bodies in, which is why Chris Graves ended up leaving. Chris Graves, I do think, is a really talented kid. I think he came in a little young. It just doesn't quite have the work ethic just yet and got buried. But I remember going to look at him, and I was like, man, this kid's got a lot of potential. He's got the frame you want. And I thought his technique was pretty good too, but it's just, you know, I think he had to grow up maybe a little faster than maybe Miami was suited for him. So, he was a guy that I remember Mario liking having in that room as well when he came to take over, but I guess he just didn't step up enough. So, you know, best of luck to him in that opportunity out there in wherever the hell Ole Miss is at. Where is it? Nah, it don't matter. I don't care.
Hey, be respectful.
Where is it?
Oxford, Mississippi. Not as
planned. I'm never going to Mississippi, bro. We play them.
Nah, it's northern Mississippi, close to Tennessee.
I was about to say, and it's still a shot. I ain't going. But I might. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. It ain't going to be what I want to do. Anyways. Just some of the notes from them. I ain't going to get
Mississippi, by the way. I've been Mississippi a few times.
I've been through it.
Biloxi and whatnot.
Yeah, I take that back. Yeah, because I used to go to Biloxi to go to the Beau Rivage all the time when I lived in Pensacola.
We went to New Orleans. I wanted to stop in Biloxi.
Yeah. It ain't shit there, really. Don't sell the casinos, really.
I want to stop.
Oh, well, okay. I did that, yeah.
Was I started 1-0. What, 2-0?
You felt lucky, huh? Hey, you can't count that first one, man.
Well, okay, you're right. 1-0.
1-0. I will give you some fall updates as far as injuries go. Zion Nelson, he's expected to start the season, is what Mario's saying right now. Yeah, he said, I ain't going to be ready to start the season.
Have you seen a picture of him yet, though?
I saw a picture of him with Kane's connection today.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, he got a
he's alive.
He got a deal. Yeah, he's alive. I've seen that. Trevante Citizen, he had a setback with him. So, Trevante will not be ready for the beginning of the season. And I don't know exactly when.
That's the running back, right?
Yeah, the running back we got. We end up getting like on early signing day that was projected to Florida. I mean, the kid looks every bit of what you want, but got to get him healthy. Chase Smith, linebacker for us. He's been a guy that we had been expecting more from as far as like being able to contribute in that linebacker room. He'll be back. They're saying about mid-August to probably week two. And Arroyo, the tight end, Jafari Harvey, Leonard Taylor, and Jared Harrison Hunt will all be full go for fall. Those are guys that we held out during spring just because it didn't make a lot of sense at that point to get them out there in that situation for spring ball. But all those guys are expected to be full go. So we're heading into the season, early on, pretty healthy. James. Williams got the shoulder cleaned up, so he'll be ready to go as well. So we should be starting at least start the season very healthy. Everybody, it's hell when you don't get everybody. But Citizen is a guy that I don't know, huh?
New Year's line, bro.
Hey, y'all hit that like, hit that subscribe.
Now repeat your last little sentence though, bro. I think he was kind of going in and out a little bit. I want the people to miss.
I was just saying you at least want to try to start off the season healthy. You know, you're going to get banged up, but you like to at least start off with all your horses in the race. Citizen's a guy I worry about.
You definitely want to be healthy. Of course, winning and having a successful season and doing shit like winning conference championships and all that type of stuff. You need talent for sure, but you need a little bit of luck along the way as well.
Man. Yes, sir. And some depth. You got to have a little bit of each. You got to have a little bit of luck and some quality depth because the injuries are all going to happen. That's just the nature of the game. Who can you plug in and are they, ready for this opportunity? So that was a good thing about some of the O-line additions. I think we had a pretty good young group, but we definitely need to get some seasoned veterans, some older guys that could come in and solidify this line a little bit more while these guys continue to learn the game and add weight. And refine the technique. Speaking of all offensive linemen, they've been doing a little scramble, really trying to get the center, position together. So they offered Nico, I think, I can't tell how I wrote it. Frank Avila, he's 6'3", 290-pound interior lineman out of Connecticut. He's committed to Harvard. All his offers I saw was like, they was all, Ivy League, like Penn and Yale, shit like that. So he's smart
for scholarships.
He's smart, you know. So we'll see.
You gotta pay your way to play football there. It's like Pop Warner with college.
Yeah, I don't think he had another big offer at all. But they evaluated him. I guess they like him, man. Get into a little bit of cookout attendees and get you on out of here. A couple of notes from there. 4-star edge Elias Rudolph. He ended up showing up. He was a kid that you know, we try to push for. I won't say late in his recruitment, maybe just probably not early. He's that kid that he's playing at Deerfield now, but he's originally from back in, I want to say, the Ohio area, somewhere in the Midwest. He committed to Michigan, but he did come in.
I remember that kid. I think I remember that kid.
Yeah, he came in. He came double back for the barbecue. Say he was the first one there, last one to leave. He was kicking it with Mario all the way through. So, you know, it's a kid that they're going to continue to recruit. This was one that Jason Taylor identified. He liked a lot. Little rangy kid, 6'4". I think they got him listed at 205. So, I mean, obviously got to add some weight to that frame. But a kid that they're highly interested in. I mentioned already Artavius Jones. You know, he came to FSU Thursday. You know, the guys did their thing, made their pitch to the home, you know, the kid around the corner. Still feeling good on that one, but it's a long way to go. Back to the center position. Guy that I mentioned a long time ago. I think all of us might have at one point. Eddie Pierre Luis.
Yeah.
Nah, you don't know nothing about that one. See, he's just a kid that runs track and all. It's a real athletic big man, bro.
Is Richard Garage's brother.
I think I know you're talking about.
Yeah. He always wearing the little old man shades and shit. That shit crazy. He wear like the police shades. He came to visit. They're circling back, you know, trying to bolster that relationship. Right now, he's crystal balled to UCF. I think is most of his crystal balls. I believe he's out of Tampa area. Other people that he's pretty good with OU, Oklahoma, and Oregon. The word on him is, you know, they doing their due diligence and trying to work their way back into that. He's kind of going to take his time because he feels like his spot is he's pretty secure at all of those schools to come in and play on that interior line. Again, they looking at him as a center. All right, who else we got? Cam Pruitt, the linebacker out of Alabama, or safety. They like him at linebacker. David Lake. Yeah, I heard David talking about him, saying he actually still thinks he's kind of a safety frame. He's pretty lean. Didn't necessarily see him as a linebacker, yeah, just from his visuals that he got to check out. But he did show up. However, he did just get he went to camp with Bama, and he just got the offer from them. So obviously, you know, going in Alabama, you got to do your work to fend off, you know, Saban and Steele are the two that got involved there. But he did show up after the camp, you know, saying all the right things right now. You know how that go. Hadn't said nothing that would lead us to believe he won't be there. Same thing kind of for Kevin Riley, but Riley's, I mean, he's been on, he was saying how Auburn and Alabama they never really relented on him. But he's still solid with his Miami commitment. And remember, I told you guys initially when we got him, it wasn't that those in-state guys didn't want him. I think it's people just wanted him to get out of Alabama. So that's one reason I feel real good about holding on to that particular commitment. I think, you know, he wants out and they kind of want to get him out and, you know, see a little bit of something else. So I feel good about holding on to that particular commitment. 3-star interior offensive lineman, again, another look at center. You know, because we had Connor Lue last season, and he ended up flipping to Auburn. So they're really trying to re-solidify that spot. He's got him listed as interior lineman. He's a little bit bigger. He's 6'5", 310 out of Connecticut. He's got a couple of offers. I don't think, like, I saw Florida on his list on the 247 joint or whatever. My understanding is it's kind of an evaluation thing with him. I don't know if they're ready to, like, really push for that kid. I think they want to get some eyes on him, check out his basic composition and you know, see exactly how interested they are in him. But he did show up as well.
Who that?
Ellis McAdoo. interior offensive line. So I guess it, y'all, I mean, he's big. He's tall, kid. He's 6'5", 310. But they got him listed as interior offensive line.
I mean, it sounds about
out the of Connecticut.
Size that we is it 25, kid?
No, he's 24. He's 24. Yeah. He to my understanding, I think he went to like one of them postgraduate schools to raise his profile. So like he graduated, but then yeah, he went to the school in Connecticut to get some more looks or whatnot. All right, and a couple of 2025 kids, and I'll be out of here. Zayden Walker, he was their number one linebacker in the next cycle as of right now. He could have went anywhere. He said that Miami just was the most persistent in saying, hey, we, you know, got to get you around. So, Miami's high on his list as of right now, early in the process. And it was just, you know, like you said, they just kind of were persistent in their pursuit. Quarterback Luke Nickel and his teammate, one of the top-ranked tight ends for next season as well, Ryan G. They both showed up. Hurricanes feel good early on in Ryan G's recruitment. Dawson, I'm not sure if they offered Luke Nickel yet. I have to double back and check. But they do have a good relationship early on in that one as well. Max Buchanan out of Sanford. He's right now considered the top in-state interior offensive lineman. He was out there. Solomon Thomas, number four offensive tackle in the country, out of Raines High School, showed up. And a couple more. Number one safety, DJ Pickett, out of Zephyr Hills in Tampa. He pulled up. And the number 15 safety, Bryce Fitzgerald out of Baylen Jesuit. I think he might be. I think there's some buzz about him maybe moving schools. Him and Adai's got a son in the same class as him. They're tight, so that relationship works in our favor as well. Gives us a little bit of inside track with a kid like that. He's a, like I said, number 15 safety, 4-star recruit as of right now. And that's yeah, pretty much what we got.
Already.
Yes. Yes, indeedy.
When we get back, camp will be in the play. We're going to take a week off. So we'll do all our preseason expectations and all of that before you go in, before we get into the season and all that. But I'll try to do some short form content in between time once camp get going. So if I am hearing things, takes that I want to give people, within this week hiatus, I'll definitely get the YouTube popping with the short form content. Or if it's long winded, then we can sit down and talk about some stuff. But we are gonna take an official like roll up reset this week, and then we'll bounce back the following on Sunday. We'll have announcements and all that leading up to it before the next show. As far as new hosts and some of the expansions, we are expanding like big time. Just been in my bag working a little bit. So we are going to expand. I've been shooting some NIL content with the University of Florida on their campus, doing a new franchise a new platform that we're rolling out called Beyond. I began shooting in a barbershop setting with some Florida Gator players. We're going to expand that brand down to Miami and also Florida State, doing some things with some players and trying to jump into this NIL market pretty heavy here. So we're going to be making some announcements in like the next 2 weeks. Seen some comments, people asking about the next host. We'll make an official announcement on Twitter and all the socials, but we going not for Miami and Florida State. We going for big names. We going for former players, people that are really tied to the program. But we trying to be big dogs in this a little bit. So
it rhyme with Quavo.
It rhyme with Quavo.
My dog Fabo. Cat's out the bag. We getting Fabian, man. Fabian Love. Fabian Love. Fabo, my dog.
It was some vibes on the timeline. Me and AR hung out this weekend. I went to my son to his football camp over here in Wellington. So Amon Riches, we're going to do some work with him. We just ironing out the details of which capacity. But we're going to team up with some guys a little bit and try to expand, see what we could do. But we're going to try to tap into the market. I know Miami, our Miami side of things ain't as loud as some of the other stuff we got going on the network. So my plan is to make as loud as I am at Florida and my presence with the University of Florida, the athletic program relationships, I want to make that same feel for Miami and Tally. So that's the move. Just sit tight a little bit. We're going to take a week off, then we're going to reset. Everything's going to look a little different. We're going to try to redesign some stuff here as well. That's it. That's it. That's the vibe.
Shizzle.
Any shout outs before we get out of here, fellas?
Shout out DJ Ivy, man. DJ Ivy having a
good. I seen that.
He did that every year to us. So, you know, Cincinnati fans, temper.
All-season warrior.
Green treat, all American. You never gonna beat DJ Ivy out there on that practice field, man. And so when I saw this, I go, yeah, that's DJ, man. That's what he does. So it depends on what he does in the season. I'm rooting for him, though. I always say he wasn't as bad as we tried to make him out. As bad is bad. As bad is bad. But, you know, DJ was actually a pretty solid corner. So best of luck to him.
They gonna claim him when he starts.
All the shit you talk all the time in them chats. But no, yeah, shout out to DJ, man. He's carving out a spot on that roster. Happy for him, man. Hope he does well there.
Yeah. Shout out to the people, man. Shout out to the fans of the show. Shout out to the people that show love throughout. Real strong following, man. And shout out to the people who embraced the change that we did and locked in full force. You know, gave it a chance, first of all, and then realized what it was and seeing how good it was and took a liking to it, man. So shout out to the people.
Yeah, man. AR too having a good. He put on. They said AR is weighing in at like 260 or something crazy.
Shit. I saw that. Yeah. Holy.
He don't look.
Yeah.
Nah. He shit.
That's a big.
And I'm pretty sure it's not a sloppy 260 at all.
No.
He looked well put together, man. I just need him
but
to stay
the kid was still. He was still young though. Kid getting into that then different nutrition. Get to his grown man body, man.
That's about Cam too, right? Cam's about 250.
Yeah, 260. Yeah, when he got to that point.
Cam a bigger guy than him too. Like
that
Cam
taller,
Cam,
yeah.
Yeah, Cam like 6'6", bro. Cam.
Oh, okay.
If he's 6'5", he on the verge of being 6'6".
Yeah.
A very big dude. One time for the roll up, one time for the vibes. We'll see you guys in about 2 weeks. In between time, you'll see some short form content. We'll appreciate y'all. I forgot I got to log us out of here. Let me switch over on the tabs over here a little bit, man. Like, subscribe, all of that. Love is love. Whatever the locks will say.
Never listen to the locks that much.
No?
Sorry. Nah. I'm okay.
I'm going to end the show any second now.
This is the fun part, the banter while we're waiting on the show to end.
Yeah, and I'm coming back with a producing.
Major key.